and tell the final results of what happened. When you go to court, you face years in prison. And what happened?
Well, they dropped the charges against me.
But this was how long after you
were
picked up?
It was a full 9 to 10 months after the event.
And the U.S. went to war with Iraq.
Yeah.
This is a remarkable story. We're going to do part two, and we're going to post online at democracynow.org to talk about the courage Catherine Gunn had in revealing this information, and then what this means for whistleblowers today and for U.S.-British policy today. That does it for our show. Catherine Gunn, Martin Bright, Ed Bellamy, and Gavin Hill. I'm Amy Goodman. Gavin Hood, thanks so much for joining us.
Every doctor commits to do no harm in the treatment of patients. Yet people with mental health needs who seek treatment and support at Portland area hospitals instead often find themselves arrested and entangled in the criminal justice system. Why are hospitals criminalizing mental illness? Join me on Prison Pipeline July 22nd as Disability Rights Oregon reveals its new report, The Unwanteds, Looking for Help, Landing in Jail. That's Prison Pipeline July 22nd at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you for listening to KBOO Community Radio. The time is 5:01, and we'll be going to a live remote from the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival in just a moment. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Grendel's Coffee House, located at East Burnside Street and 8th Avenue in Portland, offering organic coffee, daily soup specials, sandwiches, and more for breakfast and lunch. Open daily until 6 p.m. More information on the Grendel's Facebook page and by phone at 503-595-9550.
Thank you.
Once again, folks, you're listening to a live remote of the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, ongoing right now at Cathedral Park in North Portland. Thank you.
Such a treat to be performing at this festival tonight. I've been coming to it for many years. I've participated in the past, but this is the first occasion where I've been asked to perform with my own group. So it's a real honor. And hope you're enjoying the music. Like was said earlier, I've got a new record out called Get Something. We're going to have copies over at the merch area. You can pick one up from me, say hello after the set. But I won't be there for long because I will be also supporting Tyrone on his set, which is going to be splendid. I know you're all sticking around to hear it. We got a couple more tunes for you before that, though. And because this has traditionally been the blues night of the Cathedral Park Festival, we'd like to do some blues for you now. This is a Henry Glover composition that was made famous first, I believe, by Ray Charles, called Drown in My Own Tears. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Once again, JP Downer on the bass, Tyrone Hendricks at the drums, yours truly, Chance Hayden. Thank you very much. Thanks to the Jazz Society of Oregon, KMHD, all the other great sponsors putting this event on. It's such a pleasure to be here. And I'll be over there at the merch booth with my CDs. Hope to see you soon.
KBOO Portland, and welcome to the live broadcast of the 39th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We're here in the Cathedral Park under the historic St. John's Bridge in North Portland, and we'll be broadcasting tonight until 10 p.m., and we are here on KBOO 90.7, your community jazz station. And I have my colleague here, Asia, to help me through the afternoon.
Yeah. We'll be joining the first performer, is he finished?
Yes. We just had Chance Hayden. He's a guitarist, a composer, arranger, and producer. Chance Hayden has sustained an active presence throughout Portland since 2005. Hayden garnered international exposure, touring throughout 15 countries alongside Jared Lawson, highlights involving Holland's North Sea Jazz Festival, Japan's Billboard Live, and exclusive birthday celebration for Stevie Wonder.
As a Portland State University Jazz Studies graduate, Hayden's guitar stylings are well informed to the jazz tradition while equally matched with influence of funky rhythm players a la Curtis Mayfield and Cornell Dupree. To storytelling bluesmen such as B.B. King and Johnny Guitar Watson, Hayden's sophomore album and label debut, Get Something, forwards his authentic approach in the jazz funk idiom.
Hayden's talents as a composer has charted through his self-released debut, The Family Tree, from which multiple songs appeared within the acclaimed BET television series Being Mary Jane and the film The Perfect Guy. Furthermore, Hayden's musicality is known through an ongoing video series, Peace House Sessions, in which he has produced celebrated artists including Snarky